The following shiur is recorded, edited, and presented to you by Kol HaLashon. We wish you an enjoyable and meaningful time listening.
So once again, my dear friends, a short thought on the parasha. So we're not going to discuss the parasha. This week is Parashas Mishpotim, but this week is also Shabbos Shkolim. And we read the parasha of Machatzis HaShekel. What is Machatzis HaShekel all about, and why is it associated with Chodesh Adar and with Purim? Be'echod ba'odor mashmiyem al ha'shkolim. The Gemara says Megillah Yud Gimel omit beizem mesechet Megillah. Omer Reish Lokish galu v'yadua lefnei HaKodesh Baruch Hu shatid haman lishkol shkalim la'abed ulahashmid lefi choch higdim Shikleyem lishkalav. Kodesh Baruch Hu is always makdim refuah lamakeh. He puts the balm before the wound and the cure before the illness. So Kodesh Baruch Hu was makdim machzis hashekel to the shkalav of Haman. Tzedokah tatzel memoves. There is no greater zgula than tzedokah to preserve life and to save us from tragedy and from death. Bava Basra, Daf Yud Alef Omed Alef, we find the story. Omru Ulav al Binyomen HaTzadik Shohiyu Gabay Shel Tzedokah. V'pam Achaz Boso Isha Lafonav. A woman came before Binyomen HaTzadik, and she said, Rebbe, Parnesaini, I need your help, I need money. Omer Lahu Avoy Deshaim Bekupe Shel Tzedokah Klum. There is no money in the account. Please come back in 2 weeks, come back in a month. And she said, no, I cannot come back. I need it now. Obviously, she was either an almona or a grusha. And she said, if you can't help me, then I and my children, my 7 children, might die from hunger. There was no money in the tzedokah account. He took out his own personal checkbook, and he gave her all the money she needed. Very short while afterwards, Binyamin HaTzadik became ill, and he was dying. Malachi HaShoreis stood before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, angels in the heavens, and they said, Rabbeinu Shel Olam, Atu Amartu HaMakayim Nefesh Achas Mesol Kilukiyim Olam Mole. You said, one that saves one person saves a world. V'arei tzadik ze sheichi yishmoni nefoshes v'yisol, yamus, v'yom amuotim, miyad nikra gzar dinoi. His gzar din was torn to shreds. V'amru, and yesh oimrim, hosif alochov beishonam al shenoisav, 22 years were added to his life. And we see from this story how immense is the merit, the schus of tzedakah, especially to save lives in time of illness and danger. Whenever I quote this story, I feel compelled. I must share with you the beautiful thought of the Vilna Gaon. It's amazing. I think it's a spark of genius combined with Ruach HaKodesh. So the Gaon explains, why Chov Beis Shulam? Why 22 years? Numbers are never coincidental in Chazal. Chov Beis Shonem Al Shanoisav. So the Gaon says, there's another Gemara. Tes Omid Bey, Zemesechet Bava Basra. Hanoisin Pruto Looni, Mizborach Bishishu Brochus. Vamei Aloiponim. If you do it in the most friendly fashion, Yud Alef Brochus. Shemoni Nefoshes, 8 times 11 is 88. And there's a Gemara in Soitachov Beis Omud Alef. Schustoile Shloisho Chodoshim. 8 Nefoshes, 11 Brochus, 88. Each one of them, 3 months, 3 times 88 is 264. And that is exactly Chov Beis Shonim. 12 times 22 is 264. That's the Cheshbon. But what we take out of this story is, when death looms and people's lives are in danger, there's no greater zegula than tzedakah. Nothing more important than chesed. Machatzis HaShekel. Machzis is a five-letter word. The middle letter is the tzaddik, symbolizing tzedakah. The two inner letters next to the tzaddik, right and left, are ches and yud. That is
kol halashon.
Hi. The outer letters on the extremes, mem tov, meis. The remez is, that's the koyach of tzedakah. Laharbois chayim, to bring the chay and the yud together, and to separate the men from the tough. Laharchik es amavais, ulaharbot b'chayim. So the malachim asked the Kodesh Baruch Hu, you were the one that taught us, amakayim nefesh achas miyisrael, kiru kiyam oylam olay. And this is a mamah chazal I've been shouting the top of my lungs for the last year. Shouting and whispering, pleading and begging and demanding. What else could I say? Kol ha-makayim nefesh achas miyisrael kilu kiyam oylam olay. Ve-kol ha-ma'abed nefesh achas miyisrael kilu ibed oylam olay. We're not only in the midst of the Magefa. In Israel, we are at the height of the Magefa. And it's so tragic. So terribly tragic because we have the vaccine. Millions of people are vaccinated, but millions are still not vaccinated. And more people are dying than ever before. In the last month, we lost, the last few weeks, 5 weeks, we lost more than 1,500 people in Eretz Yisrael. In the last week or two, we lost some great Rosh Hashivas and Gedolim and Rabbonim. Yes, they were old. So what? If not for COVID, if not for Corona, they probably would still be with us. And this could have been prevented. Could have been avoided. Yes, we believe in Hashgacha Pratis, no doubt. But we also know what Rabbi Akiva told us. Hakol Tzafui V'Harishus Nesuna. Everything is predetermined. But yes, we bear responsibility. So what should we do? Wear masks, social distancing, run to vaccinate. But we are ma'aminim b'nei ma'aminim. And our hishtadlus in ruchnius is just as important, maybe more important. Torah tefillah and tzedakah. Tzedakah tatzel memoves. Tzedakah tatzel memoves. So many people lost their livelihood. So many people lost their parnasa. Moistis are struggling. So those of you that have, share. Share more than ever. For your family, for your own, for your loved ones, for others, for Klal Yisrael, and just for the schus of the mitzvah. Share. And those of you that don't have money to give, Gimelis Chasodim Begufo is just as important as Gvelis Chasodim Bemamoinoi. And everybody could do so much good. My children remember since they were little kids, I taught them, when you go to sleep at night, you need to ask yourself, did I bring a smile on someone's face today? Did I make someone happy today? If the answer is yes, you deserve a good night's sleep. If the answer is no, try to be better tomorrow. And in this period, I ask myself almost every day, did I make someone happy today? Sometimes you don't need more than a phone call. So many people lost family members. So many people were ill. So many people are ill and struggling. And others are struggling with panos, and others feel lonely, and others feel lost. And sometimes, just with a phone call, you could make people happy. You could make people think, wow, he thought about me. Somebody out there cares. Somebody out there cares. Somebody out there thinks about me. And I try to make some phone calls here and there, just trying to make people happy in doing chesed. So chesed is the key. This Shabbos is Shabbos Kolim, and this is what we learn from Machatzis HaShekel. Kodesh Baruch Hu knew about the tragedy of Gzeres Haman. Higdim Shikleyim L'Shekolov. That is the skula, to salvage lives. And to be ma'orer midas orachamim. This coming Shabbos is not only Shabbos Kolim, it's also Shabbos Rosh Chodesh Adar. Mishenechnas Adar marben besimcha. Kodesh Baruch Hu should give us the capacity, the ability, and the mood to be sameach, he should take this mageifa away. And we should be zoicha. Hu rachamon hu yasalonu nisem refois keshem shosiso labuseinu b'yom ha-mehem b'zman hazeh b'bias Mashiach tzedkeinu. Have a beautiful Shabbos.
The shiur you've listened to was recorded and edited for you by Kol HaLashon. You're invited to continue listening at any time to all the shiurim and drushos in all topics by all the Rabbanim on Kol HaLashon.